Lee, never easy when you're playing a non-league team, but happy to get through last week.
Yeah, as you said, it's never easy. They had nothing to lose really in that game, nothing to fear. It was the big cup final, and I thought we managed it well. I thought we were very professional in our job, and yeah, got the win, and then through to the third round.
Yeah, and the third round draw, mixed feelings. I suppose if you're a lone player and you don't know how long you're going to be here, maybe till the end of the season or whatever, you'd want the big gun straight away, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm sure we all wanted the Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea's, but we look at Bury, they're in our same league, and to be fair, now we think we've got a good chance again through to the round after that. We know it's going to be a tough game like it was at Valley Parade when we played. But yeah, I think with that being Bury in the third round, I think we got a good chance again to the fourth.
Was that a definite tactic last week that you were sitting in there in central midfield and you're taking the ball off the defence and you're spreading the ball around, trying to maybe tie them out a little bit for as the game went on?
Yeah, that's what I like to do. I like to just sit and get on the ball if I can, and if I'm told to do another job and go forward, I enjoy that as well. But yeah, it was nice. We played quite a lot of football on the weekend. Obviously we knew they were going to defend tight through the middle, so the spaces were out wide for us, and I thought we exploited them.
We're back to the league this weekend. Southend, the visitors to Valley Parade. On the score sheet against Walsall last time out, just a shame that the result didn't go our way and the unbeaten run came to an end.
Yeah, it's going to be another tough game, Southend. They've got a good experienced manager and very high tempo team by the looks of them. But yeah, we're at home, so we got to make sure we press our game on them. And yeah, it was nice the last game to score that goal against Walsall, especially being on loan from Wolves. I don't think that would have gone down too well, but yeah, it's just nice to score and contribute. But yeah, unfortunately our run come to an end, but now's the time to start another run.
And you'll be looking to maybe add more goals. Is that what the manager's wanting as well, a few more goals from the midfield areas to support the strikers?
Yeah, definitely. We got to chip in when we can. Sometimes it's hard, especially away from home, where we got to be solid and protect the back four, especially the two of us holding in there. But especially at home, we get a bit more license to go and roam and get on the ball. And yeah, hopefully one or two more goals will come.
I mentioned to some of the other lads, plenty of competition for place in midfield there. Gary Little comes off the bench, gets a goal. Chris Routis could play in there as well. Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, definitely, and that's where you want. You don't want to be guaranteed a start every week, because that's when you can get complacent and your game be not at it. And I think, obviously, with Lids, I've played in there quite a lot with him. I know what he brings, and he's a very good player. And now I'm with Notty at the moment, and that's been really good as well. He's shown his quality on the ball. So, yeah, I've got to just make sure I look after myself and make sure my form's good, and then the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, you've been here a few months now. How are you enjoying it as a whole?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I couldn't have asked for a lot more, to be honest. I've just wanted to come play some games, and to be fair, I've done that, and I've felt like I've contributed to some good games, some good wins. I think the form's been very good, so yeah, I'm happy. I can't be any more happy with the way it's gone so far.
How often have Wolves been in touch with you while you've been here?
A couple of times. We keep in contact a few times, but I'm sure they have people who just come and watch the games without telling me, just to see how I'm getting on. So,
and they'll obviously, I was asking Reece Burt this as well, they'll be interested how you're enjoying it, to whether the decision comes maybe to extend it further, maybe till the end of the season.
Yeah, definitely. That's obviously a key factor. I've got to make sure I'm enjoying it. And they obviously, their main thing is for me to be playing, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm enjoying it. So it's all, as I said, going to plan so far.
And just one final point, you're in the Wales under 21 squad. Big weekend for Wales, draw for the Euros.
Yeah.
Coming up, a major tournament. What a fantastic occasion. Are you wanting England in the finals?
Yeah, it would be nice. I was joking around to a few of the boys today, so I think we could do England, to be honest. It'd be nice.
Really?
It would be good. Yeah, but as for Wales and the fans and all, it's just an unbelievable achievement together. And with the squad they got, I think they can give anyone a good run for their money, as they showed in the groups.
And has Chris Coleman's influence affected down the system as well, the fact impacting on the under-21s?
Yeah, definitely. As you with the under-21s, we've started our campaign really well. We're probably a little bit disappointed not to win the final game of the two games a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, we're top of the league, we're sitting up there, so we're trying to follow in their footsteps.
Great stuff.
Thanks
a lot, Lee.
No problem.